Welcome to the Small Business Storytellers, the podcast designed for business owners, marketers, and entrepreneurs wanting to make an impact through the work that they do. I'm your host, Seth Silvers, and my passion is building brands that last by marketing with stories. On this podcast, we share stories with you of people who are growing their businesses the right way, and we teach you how to grow what you're doing through storytelling and authentic marketing. Let's get started. Hey everybody, Seth Silvers here with you for another episode of the Small Business Storytellers. We are so excited to be back for another episode. This journey of the podcast over the last year has been so much fun, and you might have heard on one of our previous episodes that we're going to start doing more solo episodes where we're still going to be bringing you interviews 2 to 3 times a week with other business owners and entrepreneurs. Side note, if you know anybody that should be on the show, let us know. But we're also going to be bringing you practical advice on how do you grow your business by marketing with stories? How do you apply some of these principles that are kind of coming out in these interviews that we have with other people? And so this will be really fun because we don't just want this show to be inspirational. We want it to be practical. We want you to not just be hearing good ideas, but for you to be learning of ways to apply those ideas and learning of ways that you can actually make an impact through your business, through some of these principles of storytelling and marketing that you're hearing. So today I wanted to dive in briefly just for a few minutes into one of my favorite books that I've been rereading recently, which is called Tribes by Seth Godin. I read a lot of Seth Godin's books, not just because his name is Seth and my name is Seth, but actually because he's like before his time, he's been this like marketing voice. And I feel like he's, everybody knows who he is, but I feel like a lot of people don't listen to what he says. But like he has been such an instrumental voice in what I would call authentic marketing far before I was ever into marketing. He wrote the book Permission Marketing, which was all talking about, you know, kind of more authentic marketing, not manipulating people and manipulating their attention, but asking people for the opportunity to share content with them. He wrote that like practically before the internet existed, like before social media existed. I think it was 1997. So the internet existed, but social media really did not. And so he's just so ahead of his time and he has amazing books. I encourage you read everything that he writes. But in his books, in his book Tribes, he has this section about the anatomy of a movement, and this applies so well to the businesses and the organizations that we are building. He says, Senator Bill Bradley defines a movement as having 3 elements. First, a narrative that tells a story about who we are and the future we're trying to build. 2, a connection between and among the leader and the tribe. 3, something to do. The fewer limits, the better. Too often organizations fail to do anything but the third. I think that this applies to your business and to my business in quite a few ways. And I think it was a good reminder to not be that organization that is only doing the third thing and just kind of a refresher. The first thing is a narrative that tells a story about who we are and the future we're trying to build. 2 is a connection between and among the leader and the tribe. And 3 is something to do. The fewer the limits, the better. That first piece that I want us to focus on here just for a minute in whatever business you're running to think through, do you have a narrative that tells a story about who you are as a business? A lot of people have an about page, but do you have a narrative that actually tells your story in a compelling way that you and your employees and really anybody who would be considered kind of a stakeholder of your company can retell to other people? For us, our story really begins when I was watching the Super Bowl several years ago, where I just realized that marketing, kind of most of marketing was slimy. Most of it was inauthentic. And so in that moment, I asked myself a question, could marketing be done differently? And would marketing be more effective if people told stories of how they're making an impact? I didn't know the answer, but over the next few years, I started doing all of this research and starting to find that the more that businesses shared their story and talked about their impact, that the better their marketing results were, the better that their engagement with their customers were. And so that's kind of our story. That's what led me to the place where I realized, you know, we got to start story on. We got to help businesses understand how to tell their stories. Do you have a narrative that is a simple story that you can tell and that others can tell, and that really describes the future that you're trying to build. Second, is there actually a connection between and among the leader and the tribe? Now, this is interesting in today's world with social media, where we have, you know, influencers and celebrity entrepreneurs and all this stuff. And I do want to say, you don't have to be, I don't believe that you have to be a celebrity or an extrovert in order to run a business. But I think that people want to know who's behind the business. They want to know the owner. And so the good thing about this is, I think that it's more possible now than ever before to make this happen in a way that fits you. If you don't like video, you don't have to do video. If you don't like podcasts, you don't have to do podcasts. But you can kind of pick what type of content works well for you and that you enjoy, and get that out in front of your audience. Get that in front of your people, because, let me put it this way. I heard somebody say the other day that they had never bought something online from somebody that they had not seen in a video. And I thought about it, and I don't know if that's true for me, but that's probably true. Like almost every, you know, product aside from like Amazon, but like almost any product that I've heard about online and stuff, like I've probably watched a video where, you know, you get to know the people behind the company. And so, is there a connection between and among the leader and you? I don't think you have to show up on social media as a business owner every single day, but you do have to have an opportunity for your customers to connect with you in an empathetic way. And lastly, something to do. The fewer the limits, the better. We're really good at telling our customers what to do, but I think that we need to create this movement in this order. We need to connect with our audience through the narrative, through the story, and then we need to build a connection in that story between the leader of the company and your audience. And then lastly, we need to tell them what to do. Don't tell them what to do first. Tell them what to do after they've heard your story and have built trust and a relationship between you as the leader and them. I hope this is helpful. We're wanting to kind of give you these micro episodes just to give you things to chew on as we're learning, and really with the goal of helping you to grow your business as you market with stories. Again, this excerpt was from the book Tribes by Seth Godin, a super great book. I would highly recommend it. And let us know what you're learning. Find me on social media and email me some of the things that you're learning. If you have some, you know, topics that you want us to talk about in these solo episodes that are focused on educating, then let us know. We are so grateful for you and your attention. There's so many podcasts out there, so thank you for choosing the Small Business Storytellers. We hope you have a wonderful day, and we'll see you on the next episode. Bye. This podcast was produced by StoryOn Media and Marketing, and our passion is helping small businesses use stories to grow their business, and we create a community that helps you do just that. So if you don't have the budget to hire a big agency, but you really want to learn how to navigate online marketing, how to tell better stories, and really how to build a brand that lasts, then our program, Success with Stories Elite, is for you. Every single week, we give you new trainings, content ideas, and content blueprints to make marketing with stories easy. To join our community, head over to www.successwithstories.com/elite, or just click on the link in our show notes. Again, that's successwithstories.com/elite. Have an awesome day, and let us know what you loved about this episode by leaving a review on iTunes or your favorite podcasting platform. Thank you so much. My name is Seth Silvers, and I will see you next time.